Great, our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision number 2010-7, A.J. Bierman, Bierman Family LLC, Kings Farm subdivision as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval subdivision 210-7 for A.J. Bierman Family LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The site was previously approved for a similar subdivision under application 2005-21, but was withdrawn as a result of the stormwater management issues that have now been resolved. The site has been included into the L&W tax ditch. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 47 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for school bus stops shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addresses shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a buffer shall be shown along all boundaries as required by the Sussex County Code. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, as proposed by the developer, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. I, there shall not be any amenities, playgrounds, rights of way, or other active uses on the strip of land between lots 16 and 17. J, the preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of the approval have been depicted or noted on it. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2010-7, A.J. Bierman, Bierman Family LLC, Kings Farm subdivision as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.